Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Your Life by Design, a conversation of self, health, and wealth. And now, your host, certified career consultant, life coach, and author, Kathy Holloway Hill.
Good evening, listeners. Good evening. This is Kathy Holloway Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we are your Living by Design host, and you have us for the next 60 minutes, and we have a wonderful kickoff. We are kicking off the month of June, and our theme for this month, as well as the month of July, is reinventing your life at any age. And I am really excited about this theme, Tony. And you know, because that's something you and I have both done. Actually, you've done it several times, and I've done it once, and I don't want to do it anymore. I love my life.
right.
Absolutely. Well, I love my life.
Well, and the thing that a lot of folks don't realize, back in the day, you know, our parents, they grew up and one career pretty much is what they did. You know, whether it was working in the offices or, you know, working in the factories, it really didn't matter at that particular point, one career. But now they say, you know, over a lifetime of working, folks are going to have anywhere from 3 to 4 different careers. And with each career, you're going to have to reinvent yourself. You're going to have to reinvest and take a look at who you are differently than you did in the previous position.
Yeah, and you know, Tony, for some of our listeners, I actually put out the call for everyone to go ahead and join us this evening and dial in, because everyone who dials in with a good comment or a question, they are going to receive a free MP3 download of your choice, because we are committed to helping you with your life reinvention. And I did receive a ton of emails, because a lot of people are a little reluctant to actually call in and be heard. So they wanted to send their question and comment in via email, which is okay, but you still have to call in to actually get the free MP3. But if you'd rather send your question or comment in via email, you know, we'll go ahead and read it on the air. You just won't get the free gift. But anyway, there were quite a few people who asked the question, what does reinvent your life mean? So there are a lot of people out there that truly don't know the meaning to that, Tony. So you want to do the honors of explaining what that means?
Well, I could really only use myself as an example. Even though I've been in broadcasting for now 30 years, there are other aspects of my career.
Your age.
I started when I was a baby, though. Right. But the thing about it is when I decided to basically do offshoots of things that are associated with my broadcast career, whether it was my marketing and promotional company, or dealing with my motivational company, or any of those kinds of things, or even my graphic design company, I had to reinvent and reinvest. I had to take a look at myself differently than I did as a broadcaster. Even though there was some association or I used one position, I had to really position myself differently than anyone else saw me. Folks were normally used to seeing me as Tony Lamont, the radio announcer and or broadcaster. So I had to present myself completely different, even though it gave me a leg up or a conversation or a call before anybody else because I had the name recognition. But I dealt with many clients who had no idea who I was. So I had to learn how to become something else in another area. And reinvesting and reinventing yourself is basically taking a look at who you were, learning the tools, learning the things that you need to do that new thing that you're going towards, whether you were a blue-collar worker and you're going to work, you know, white-collar now, if you were you know, doing whatever it is, you have to utilize the things necessary to get to that point. And I'm just, you know, I'm paraphrasing it and I'm making it very simple, but you basically have to work hard to do something else to make yourself better. It's a growth process.
A new you. And you know,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm going to jump in here because our guest, I didn't really have a chance to introduce him. I didn't want to interrupt your fabulous description there of what that means, but our guest is, we're very fortunate to have Mr. Willie Jolly. He is absolutely a phenomenon. I mean, he has written many books. His latest book is Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks. I'm holding it right here in my hand, and I've already read it twice. And he's on the line here, and he's not going to be able to stay with us for the full hour because he has a television taping today, but he was so gracious to agree to come by the show, and I want to bring him on and have him for as long as we can. So I am going to open the mic for Mr. Willie Jolly. Hello, Willie.
Greetings and salutations, and it's a joy to be on with you. How are you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Incredible. You know, I always thought the same way. I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but an eternity is in it. Greetings to everybody who's listening to the show today with my good friend, the one and only Kathy Holloway Hill.
You are going to make me scream.
Well, it's an honor to be on with you, and it's good to be able to have some time with you.
Yes, yes, yes. My listeners, I tell you, Willie, there are so many people who are just afraid to speak on the air. I don't know why. But when I put out the call, they absolutely bombarded my email box with questions and comments and you have a lot of fans out there.
Well, I'm grateful. You know, I'm very grateful for what God has done and how he has blessed me, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to do what I do. And I like to tell people I have a show on XM Radio every week. And for those who have XM, I encourage you to tune in every Saturday.
Saturday
at 1 o'clock on channel 169, Saturday, 1 o'clock Eastern. I'm sorry, 2 o'clock, starting this week we won't be on because we're starting a new season next, the 12th. So 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Saturdays, channel 169, starting next Saturday. Anyway, and what I say to people at the beginning of my show.
XM Radio, you said?
XM Radio 169.
Okay, great.
But anyway, what I want to say is that I say this at the beginning of every show that I'm grateful because God's gift to us is life, and our gift to God is what we do with our lives. And I'm trying to max out and make sure that he is not ashamed of making me. So I'm doing all I can, working as hard as I can so that people can be inspired, encouraged, empowered, and informed about the potential and possibilities for their future, their lives, and therefore for their success. So just grateful for all the people who sent you notes and those of you who might want to call in today. I'm grateful for that as well.
And you know, I just want to add a little piece to that. I haven't known Willie very long, and this is just one of those stories how God makes things happen in his time and in his way. And it was just meant for me to meet Willie because I went to an NSA meeting a couple of weeks ago, and Willie was the headliner. He was the speaker. He was the keynote. He was the man, and he still is the man. And I walked up, and Willie was just standing there. I don't know what he was doing. I think he was texting or doing something on your phone. And I just walked up to him, and I said, "Are you Willie Jolly?" And he said, "Yes, I am." And that's how we met. And
that's how we
just,
met, and we just went from there.
You happened to be standing there. I mean, you could have been in the back preparing whatever you were supposed to be doing, and you just happened to be standing there, and I just happened to walk up because God wanted us to meet.
Yes, yes, and it was a joy to meet and get a chance to talk, and I'm just so grateful for all your kind words at the end and how you encouraged and just so, you know, we're so inspired, and I was inspired by what you said. So thank you so much, and I'm grateful. So I know you got a lot going on with your listeners. I'm very excited about the fact that we are trying to share with people some ideas about how they can come back from this economic downturn. And
because, Willie, the theme this month and next month is reinventing yourself, and I just really wanted you to kick it off because you are the comeback king.
And you know, thank you so much. For those who might have Success Magazine or get Success Magazine, I'm very grateful. Success Magazine wrote a wonderful article a few months ago in the January-February edition called a feature article called The Comeback King, and they featured Willie Jolly and how I had been able to help Ford Motor Company to reinvent themselves, to reorganize in 2006, and I'm very grateful that now Ford is the only one of the big three that didn't take a buyout and didn't take a bailout and have now had a $2 billion profit, and their sales are up 22% from what I just heard today. And so I'm grateful that we were able to help Ford and help other companies, Walmart and Verizon over the years, Dell and a number of other corporate groups, to just reorganize and rethink about the potential and possibilities, even in challenging times. So what we're talking about now is reinventing you, the people who are listening, that this is your time to reinvent, to rethink, to refocus, and to redo, and to come out bigger and better than you were before. You know, in the music industry, I used to be in the music industry full-time, had a couple record deals, and I was in the music business, and I had a small little record.
And he has a beautiful voice, listeners.
Ah, thank you. Thank you very much. And so what they call it in the music business is you got a woodshed. You go in the woodshed. Sometimes you'll disappear for a while, and you'll go out of the view of everybody. But you go to practicing. You go to working on your skill set. You go to working on yourself, and so your music will be stronger, and your potential will be stronger when you finally come back into the playing field. So sometimes you got to woodshed, and sometimes you got to reinvent, and you got to reinvent yourself. And I think that's a wonderful title.
And Willie, I want to let you know, I want to be respectful of your time, and I know you have a television taping, so anytime you have to go, you just let me know, and I'm going to go ahead and start talking about some of these questions, these write-ins, because I know the listeners are like, why didn't she not ask him my question? But
no, go ahead and ask questions. We'll do as much as we can do, and
okay.
Just go ahead. Ask anything
right,
you want
right,
to
right.
ask.
Right, right. And so here's what I did, Willie. I mean, there were so many emails, hundreds, I lost count. So what I did is I tried to put them in categories because a lot of people ask similar questions.
Got it. Okay.
So I try to categorize them. So the first thing that I want to talk to you about that there were tons of emails about, and I think this was the most, is there are so many people who have tried many things. They've tried many things, and they just can't seem to get it together. So can you talk about that, trying many things and not being able to succeed at any of these things they tried, so they don't know what to do now?
Well, I tried a lot of things, too. But I think the secret to success is finding your passion. And, I mean, really doing it. What we end up doing is we chase things that almost like chasing a rabbit because that's what everybody else is doing. So we chase the dollar bill trying to find it or find to catch it, rather than really finding your passion and finding what you love to do, what you're just turned out excited about, that you just love to do, and you would do for free.
Right.
But if you're good at it, people will pay you, rather than just chasing the newest thing. You know, some years ago it was OQP, only quality performance. And it was people were running after this. So they're running after that. And some people we find like jackrabbits. They're getting from one network marketing group to another network marketing group. I speak for a lot of network marketing groups. I speak for Amway and Mary Kay and Noni and ACN. And I mean, I've spoken for so many of them over the years. And some people, I see them at every meeting because they're trying to chase, you know, they're chasing it where, rather than finding the one that they're passionate about or finding whatever their passion may be and say, I'm going to focus my energies. You know, there's an analogy. I've used it. My friend Zig Ziglar used it, but I wrote about it in one of my books about the fact if you take a magnifying glass on a real hot sunny day, hottest day of the year, and you hold it still on a pile of leaves, and you just hold it there, the rays of the sun will be magnetized and will be magnified, and it'll start a fire. But if you just move that magnifying glass, keep moving it, and don't ever focus, there will never be a fire set. And so I say the same about your success in life, that if you focus your energies, you focus on a very small subset of what's possible for you to do, but focus on one thing and get it going, you will start a fire. And another thing that, you know, some people have lots of gifts. You know, you said I was a singer, yes. I'm a speaker, yes. I write books, yes. I do television, yes. I do radio, yes. And I have theatrical productions, yes. And we even have a nonprofit ministerial arm, yes. Okay, but I didn't do them all at the same time. Okay, I like to say you got to start on one thing and get that moving going. If you ever go to the circus, and the circus is a guy who's spinning seven plates on seven sticks, and you look at that guy, wow, he's spinning these seven plates on these seven sticks. But if you ever took time to watch him start, he always starts with one stick, one plate. He gets that plate spinning really good. And once it's spinning really good, then he gets a second plate. And he gets that one spinning really good. But then all he has to do is touch the first one every now and then. And then he does the same with the third, and then he just touches the second and the first one. So get one thing going really good rather than jumping around, just trying it and giving up. Oh, it didn't work. I have failed at speaking and many speaking events. I failed, but I kept trying. I kept working. I kept hustling, and I kept focused on speaking. When I became a speaker, I literally stopped doing a lot of singing. I never forget Vernon Jordan's daughter got married, and I was a new speaker, and she had heard me sing at a wedding years earlier, and she said, I want Willie Jolly to sing at my wedding. And when she called me to sing, I said, no, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm focused on speaking. And literally, she had to hound me till I finally said, okay, I'll do this one, but that was it. And I meant it. And I had to work on my speaking business, my speaking skills, because I was a newbie. I was not a polished speaker. So I had to work on that skill set. Once I got it, then I added singing back.
Right.
And then I was able to do the speaking and the singing. And then once I got speaking and the singing, and I got my singing going, and I got my music on iTunes, and iTunes music started selling and became one of the top selling, if not the number one, is number two selling motivational music offerings on iTunes. Then I added a book. And my first book, It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life, came out. I still was touching the speaking. I do a lot of speaking. Did some singing, and I just touched that third plate. I had to get that going. So the first book came out, It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life, became a bestseller. Focused on that. Then I wrote another book, Setback is a Setup for a Comeback, came out, became a bestseller. And then Chicken Soup for the Christian Soul came out, bestseller. Now the Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks came out in February. It is a bestseller as of March 8th. It came out on February 8th. March 8th, it was on the bestsellers list. And now we have another book in the wings called An Attitude of Excellence. It's already selling incredible numbers of books only via my website. So start with speaking. Get that place spinning. Then singing. Then the books. And then once the books started selling and getting on the bestseller list, then I started a little radio show. It only takes a minute to change your life, the Willie Jolly Motivational Minute. And that became pretty popular. And then it got syndicated. And then that grew to multiple markets. And then XM. And now we even have the Willie Jolly Live Better with Willie Jolly Minute on the CBS station here in Washington. And we're hoping to get it in every major market by the end of the year. So we started speaking and singing. Then the books and radio.
I don't think there are any other motivational singer. Motivational singer, I know.
Well, thank you. So it's about taking that one little thing. And by the way, I want to encourage everybody who's listening to me right now on the show, if you will send me an email, info@williejolly.com, and say you heard me on the Kathy Holloway Hill Show, I'm going to send you a free gift, a digital book that will just encourage you and inspire you. It's something we sell to our client, but I want to, Kathy's so fantastic. So any of her friends or my friends, if you send me an email, say, I heard you on Kathy's show, I'm going to send you my gift free of charge, because I just want to say thank you for listening and thank you for taking time. So,
and what's your email?
info@williejolly.com. That's WILLIEJOLLEY. .com. In fact, I think I'll send you the interview of me and Les Brown together. How you like that? That's a dynamite thing. Woo!
Oh,
it'll blow your mind. So just send me a email, and I'll send you an interview with me and Les Brown. That's, I think we sell it for like $30. I'll send that to you by gift. Now, so Kathy, I hope I answered the question. For those who were concerned about, well, I tried this, it didn't work, I tried that, I'm saying once you find your passion, then make the commitment that you're going to focus on it and just stay on it until you get it done.
Right. And I think part of that, too, Willie, is that, you know, people, and I say this a lot in some of my workshops, that people have a weight problem. And I don't mean W-E-I-G-H-T, I mean W-A-I-T.
Right. Weight,
because they want it now. I mean, we live in a microwave society, and you just can't, nothing is going to happen overnight. You have got to hone your skill. You've got to develop it.
Without a question. You know, it's a process, and
right.
You must be willing to, I like to call it, you must have impatient patience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, impatient patience. In other words, if you plant a corn seed, you don't go out the next morning and expect a corn stalk to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's going to take time, and it's going to take watering it and fertilizing it for it to grow and to bloom and blossom and be all that it could be. Well, that is a process, so you must have patience. But you can have impatient patience by adding fertilizer to it, working extra hard and making sure to weed around that plant, doing all the things that will help it grow as quickly as possible so that you can get the result that you're trying to get to. But it's going to take some patience, but you can help the process. Water it every day, fertilize it, and make sure that you give it good ground to be planted in.
Absolutely. And I have to totally agree with you as far as what you just said. When you have the one thing you're good at, and then you can start adding on to that, because I actually love to write. My passion was writing. And I started writing, Willie. I wanted to write for every magazine, every newspaper I could find, and speaking just kind of came from that.
Well, that's what happened. You know, many times people say, well, how did you become a speaker? I said, well, it really was I found speaking as speaking found me.
Right.
And that's what I think happened to you, Kathy. You found speaking as it found you. It became something that was just a way of expanding and communicating on what you had to say because of what you had written, but it was that content on the inside and ways to develop that content. So expanding on what's possible for you and your possibilities. And look, I want everybody in here to understand that this is something that takes time, just like my new book, Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks. This took time for me to get to this message, even though I had to do it with a focused effort, unlike any effort I've ever done, because the reason I wrote the book was because about a year ago, maybe April of last year, 2009, I was watching television, watching the news. There was a story on about a gentleman in California who had lost his job. His wife had lost her job 30 days earlier, and he was so overwhelmed by the bad news, the gloom and doom, the forecasts of bad economic downturns, people wouldn't be able to find a job, just bad news coming in the press every day. Only thing he could do, because he was so depressed, the only thing he could think to do was go home, take a gun, shoot his wife, shoot his five babies, and shoot himself. And I hollered at the television, no, he didn't need to do that. You don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. There are strategies and options and techniques for getting through these tough times, and you must use these techniques. And so I started interviewing people, whether it's on my radio show or on XM or the ones I interviewed for the daily television show, or just people who had success in the midst of tough times who I studied and researched and found that there were seven principles that all these people continue to talk about that turned their lives around even in tough economic times. Some of them became millionaires and even billionaires, like Michael and Stephen Roberts out of St. Louis, who started their small construction and development company in the midst of a tough economic time in St. Louis and a tough economy, but also a tough area where there was high unemployment, high joblessness, high problems with getting financing. But they didn't listen to the naysayers saying, don't start your company. They went ahead and did it. And now they are considered an Essence magazine and Black Enterprise, and then Fortune magazine is two of America's most budding new entrepreneurs, dollar business called Michael V. Roberts and his brother Stephen. Check them out on Google. That you'll see this is an incredible story. They have built a billion-dollar business. So it's possible to do that, and you just need to know the process, the steps to do it, and you can turn your life around even in these tough times.
Absolutely, absolutely. And since you're talking about trying to find your passion, that's actually, you know, the next category of I've received a ton of emails about this. People don't know how to find their passion. They have no idea what they're passionate about. How can they figure out what they're passionate about?
I like to tell people that here's a simple way to find out what your passion is. What do you love and what do you hate? Okay? What do you love and what do you hate? And what is it that you love? Now, let me give you there are two ways to do it, but find out one is what do you love? What do you love to do? I mean, you know, when you were a child, people say, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you say, I want to be a whatever it was, because that was your dream. But over the years, somebody told you it couldn't be done, or you don't have the skills for it, or whatever, and they talked you out of that dream, or you said, well, it didn't pay enough money, or whatever. I don't know what it was, but we stopped finding those things that, oh, if I could do that. Well, here's what I like to tell people. Imagine you went to the doctor today. Doctor said, I got good news and bad news. Good news? Well, let me give you the bad news first. Bad news, you got 1 year to live. You got a rare illness, and guarantees 1 year from today you will be dead. Good news. Now, let me give you good news in the midst of that. This rare illness also guarantees that anything you attempt, anything you try in the next 30 days, you will achieve. What would you attempt? What would you try if you could not fail? Write down 10 things you would do. And I'm asking everybody today to write those 10 things down. In fact, I'm asking you to write them down and send them to me so I can monitor them and see what your dreams are. Just send them to info@willyjolly.com. I'll be your accountability partner here. Because when you write those down and it's time sensitive, you only got a year, then you get past all of the muck and mire, all of the gloom and doom, all of the mess that has covered up your dreams over the years. Write it down. Do the exercise. What would you go after if you could not fail? What 10 things? Write them down. Be outrageous thinking. I did that exercise 1990. After having a horrific experience at a showcase where I was singing and I bombed, and I was at a little hotel room in the west end of Nashville, Tennessee, depressed and discouraged because I had failed, and I read this book and it said, try this exercise, and I was so depressed, I just said, heck, what I got to lose, and I tried it. I wrote down 10 things if I couldn't fail. And I keep those 10 things, that same sheet of paper, in my Bible to this day. And many of those 10 things have come true.
Oh, wow.
I don't have my jet yet with my name on the side, but there just about everything else.
Oh, that is fantastic.
So that's why I said this works. I didn't create it. I didn't make it up, but I do know it works. So I'm encouraging folks. I'm encouraging you wherever you are to write those down, send me an email, as well as send me an email with just a note saying, I heard you on Kathy's show, and I'm going to send you a gift. Because I want people to be inspired. And some of these things that Les Brown talked about and things that we've had in our e-books and different things are so profound and so powerful, I know they will help you to go and grow to the next level. And that would be my gift to you, because I believe that in this audience, somewhere along this phone line, is someone who's literally going to be the one, you know, who changes. I love to tell the story, Kathy, about when I was in high school. I was in 12th grade, and one day there was an announcement on the PA system.
We got an announcement. But go ahead. I love that.
Yeah. We got an announcement. There's a motivational speaker, and I said, I told my teacher, I don't need to hear no motivational speaker. I can stay here and do my homework. She said, no, you need to do to go to get this motivational speaker. And I said, it's only 2 weeks late. She said, you really need this motivational speaker. So I went to hear this speaker, but I decided I wasn't going to listen to the man. So I sat there, and I started singing to myself and not paying any attention to him. But somewhere he got my attention, and he said, someone in this room has something special. Someone has something awesome. It's going to change the world because they came this way. I don't know which one it is, but I know it's one of you. And in that moment, something woke up inside of me. It was on the inside of me hollering and screaming, saying, hey, it's me. I'm the one you're talking about. And that man finished speaking. He walked straight up the aisle to go on his way out of the auditorium. And I stopped him. I said, sir. And he looked at me and looked me in my eyes, shook my hand. And I tried to tell him it was me, but the words wouldn't come out.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, have a good day, young man. He walked out. And years went by, years went by. About 5 years ago, I'm on my way to Los Angeles, California from Washington, D.C. I do a layover in Denver, Colorado. And I'm walking from one gate to the other to catch my flight to Los Angeles. And I see that man. Hadn't seen him since high school. I walked up to him. My knees were weak. I was nervous. I didn't know what to, I was just overwhelmed. I couldn't believe it. And then I said, "Sir, excuse me, my name is," he said, "Aren't you Willie Jolly?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I've read your books. It only takes a minute to change your life." And I sat back and said, "I love your books. I've seen you on TV." I said, "Thank you, sir, but I appreciate that, but that's not why I stopped you. Do you remember coming to Washington, D.C. and speaking at Roosevelt Senior High School years ago?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Do you remember speaking to the students and telling them that someone had something special inside of them?" He said, "Yes." I said, "I couldn't tell you then, sir, but I can tell you now. It was me. I was the one you were talking to."
Mm.
And I say that to say to everybody who's listening today that someone in this line has something special inside of them. Someone in this line has something awesome inside of them. Someone in this line is going to do incredible things with their lives. And that you've been bouncing around trying to find your calling, trying to find your passion, trying to find your place in this world. But I'm encouraging you that don't stop. Don't give up. Don't stop looking. Don't stop trying. Keep turning rocks over, looking for that gift that you have. It's in you. And when you find it, and you focus on it, and you put the passion on it, and you put the energy on it, you'll start a fire. Mm. And your life will never be the same. But more importantly, you will leave a legacy for people who are yet unborn for what you've done now that will inspire people in generations yet unborn. So I'm just encouraging people that you can make this happen, and you can turn your life around and do incredible things.
Absolutely.
With your life.
Absolutely. Now, Tony, you're awful quiet. Tony is my fabulous co-host, Willie, and he's just been really quiet. Are you still there with us, Tony?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just looking.
Okay. Oh, I know.
I'm enjoying. Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. And again, Willie, you're very gracious to be here with my listeners, and you know we have people in the chat room. So anytime you have to go, you just let me know. I mean, you have just already given us a wealth of knowledge. It's a wealth.
Oh, I'll do a few more minutes, and then I've got to run out. But any questions? Anybody got a question or anything? Feel free to ask.
Okay.
By the way, if you want to get the books, you can go to my website and get the books. You can go to Amazon and get the books. And if you want to check out some of my videos, go to YouTube or to my website, williejolly.com, or just wjspeaks.com. Lots of YouTube clips and some of my television clips. Great article from Success Magazine. So just and if you don't have a Success Magazine article, if you put in your email when you send it for the download, the digital download, say, and a Success Magazine article, I'll send that to you as well.
And I also want to say something to the listeners. Listeners, you know what the ground rules are for the show. There are tons of callers on hold in queue with Skype private numbers. I cannot open your mic and bring you on the line. You have to have your number to show, because we can't be disrespectful to our guests. I don't know what people would block numbers. I'm not sure what they're going to say. So, and this is a live show, and I can't bring you on the line. I'm so sorry about that. So if you want to go find a phone and dial in, we can open your mic, but otherwise we can't do it. So just wanted to remind the listeners of that.
All right.
That's how we operate. But anyway, Willie, I'm going to move on, and I'm going to ask you maybe one or two more questions. But this one I did receive quite, and I'm going in the order of how many I received, the most popular categories. And then the third most popular category was people that have many obstacles, family problems, no money, they can't get ahead, they're playing catch up, and they have first one thing and then another, and they don't have time to follow their passion, or they know what they're passionate about, but there's so many other things that demand their attention, obstacles they call them, most of them call them obstacles, that they don't know how to get past those obstacles.
Well, first of all, every level has a new set of obstacles.
Yep.
So I like to say it like this. It's like a continuing elevating process. And when you get past this level and these obstacles and these challenges, you'll either get a ticket to the next level, or you have to redo the level you're at. And when you, if you pass those obstacles, those tests, you'll get this ticket to the next level. When you get to the next level, there's a new set of obstacles, challenges, tests. And either you will get past them or you have to redo that whole level. It's like going to school. If you either, you either pass the test to graduate from the first grade so you get to the second grade, and when you get to second grade, there are all new things you got to learn and all new kinds of tests you got to take. Same as in life. So until you can get past the obstacles at this level, you'll never get to the obstacles at the next level. I remember when I first got started in business as a speaker, I had one summer where I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills. I did not know how I was going to pay my bills. Now, I didn't have that. My bills were not that big in the greater sense of things, but now they don't look like that. But back then, they looked like big old mountains, and I didn't know how I was going to get past them. But if I'd given up then, I would never learn the strategies or the skill set to get past those little bumps in the road so that when real mountains I'm facing in the next level, I would not be afraid or frightened of. So I'm encouraging people to whatever you've got in front of you, don't see it as that big. Put the word "it's only" in front of it. So you got to raise, let's say, $2,000 for your business to get started. Well, it's only $2,000 rather than, oh, it's $2,000. It's only $2,000. Well, I don't care what number it is. It's only $200,000. It's only $2 million. When you put only, it diminishes the size of that issue, and you are afraid of it. So I look back now, and the challenges I had then are challenges I deal with in a day now. I mean, I don't even deal in a day. I deal in an hour. The challenges I was dealing with back then, I look back, but I had to grow past that. If I hadn't dealt with them 15 years ago, I wouldn't be able to now have a business where my books are somewhere right now and around the world my books are being sold. I wouldn't have the opportunity that every day of the week somewhere in America I'm on radio. I wouldn't have the opportunity to be able to speak on tour with Stephen Covey in Australia and be able to travel around the world with my wife as we do programs in South Africa and Australia and New Zealand and Japan and China, because I was willing to deal with those challenges then. So whatever your challenges are, look at them as opportunities to grow to the next level.
That's right. That's right. And I'm going to just pose this last one for you, and you can address this. So many people wrote in that do know what they're passionate about. They have found their passion. They have started their business. They are doing their thing, but nothing is happening. Nothing has changed. It's been years, years, years. They don't know what they're doing wrong, and nothing has really – and, you know, they're about ready to file bankruptcy and throw in a towel, but they don't want to do that because it is their passion. So any words of advice for that group?
Yes. Get my book. I'm going to tell you right now, get the book, Setbacks for the Greenbacks, or Comeback, because it's got so much stuff about how you get past the disappointment. I think a setback is set up for a comeback. It might even be as good or better than either one would be good, but – I recap some
of
the...
Well, I've read Setbacks in the Greenback. I've read it twice. Excellent.
Well, great.
Excellent.
Thank you. But I say that because I can give you the short answer, but there's a longer answer in the books, and that's why I don't want to short circuit or shortcut this answer. But the answer, and I want to take a moment before I answer to say to Donna Emerson, thank you, Donna. She's already sent her email, and I'll be sending you something soon. So thank you, Donna. And anybody else who wants to get, she said, I want the free gift and the Success Magazine. So we'll send you that. All right. So when you are trying and you're almost ready to give up, it is those moments that if you know this is what you're supposed to do, then is those moments that is going to take you to keep going that extra little bit. You know, in the book Think and Grow Rich, it's a story of the man who was, he was digging for gold, and he started doing well and had a little success, and then he got these bigger equipment, and he was close to the mother lode, and then the vein disappeared. And he dug and he dug and he dug and he dug and couldn't find it. And he just said, after some time, he said, oh, no use. And he gave up and walked away. Well, an old guy came up the next day and saw all this fancy digging equipment. But he did something the other guy hadn't. He brought in an expert, someone who was a coach, somebody who knew what they knew about finding a vein. He said, where would you think the vein was? The guy said, oh, it's right over here. Mm-hmm. And a guy took that equipment that was left there, took it about 6 feet away, and found the mother lode. I say that to say sometimes you just need somebody, you know, whether it's me or whether it's a Keith Harrell or Les Brown, just somebody who can help you and coach you through these tough times. Mm-hmm. And that's something we've been able to help people to do, and I'm very grateful that a lot of speakers, Delatoro McNeil, one of the top speakers now in America, came to both Les and I and said, I need advice as a new speaker, or Jim Johnson, so, who has now built a very successful speaking and consulting business, came to us, and I helped him through that process. Sometimes you just need some advice and some coaching on what to do. So don't give up on your dreams. If the dream is big enough, the problems don't matter.
That's right. That's absolutely correct.
I want to thank you for letting me be on with you. I want to thank all your listeners.
Yes.
Again, folks, info@willyjolly.com, or just go to my website, willyjolly.com. Send me a note from the website, either way, and say, I heard you on Kathy Holloway Hill's show, and I want the free gift, and I want the Success Magazine. And if you need information on speaking and my speaking and our coaching program, just bring a note there, and we'll send you something in the next 24 hours.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much, Willie. You have been a wealth of knowledge this evening. I know my listeners have enjoyed it, and you guys take advantage of his free offer. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us this evening, Willie.
My pleasure. I'll leave you with something I love to leave folks with. Follow your dream wherever it leads. Don't be distracted by less worthy needs. Shelter it, nourish it, help it to grow. Hold your dream deep, down deep where dreams grow. Follow your dream, pursue it with haste. Life is too precious, too fleeting to waste. Be faithful, be loyal, and all the day through, the dream that you follow will keep coming true. It's been a privilege and a pleasure to be in your presence, Miss Kathy. Have a great day, and God bless you.
Thanks, same to you, Willie. God bless you. You take care now.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Fabulous. Oh, it's just a wonderful individual. He's so uplifting, so motivating. And, Tony, I tell you, I know you was listening and taking it all in, but, you know, he's just really a tremendous individual, and he's such a good speaker. That was actually the first time I had heard him speak when I attended that NSA meeting, National Speakers Association. And he sung at the end, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
He sung, he spoke, and, you know, he gave a fantastic presentation. And at the end, he sung, he told a story, and then he sung The Impossible Dream. You know, that song, it's a pretty famous song.
Right.
And his voice is amazing. And after he said what he said, and then the song came behind it, and it fit so well with what he said, I tell you, Tony, it moved me to tears. It really did move me to tears, because I thought about my own personal journey and things that I have overcome. And when you say the word impossible dream, I mean, I have my own impossible dream that I'm actually living right now. So it was just fantastic, fantastic. Mr. Willie Jolly, his book, his most recent book is Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks. And I've read that book, and it's outstanding. But he also wrote It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life, and he also wrote A Setback as a Setup for a Comeback. So as he stated, go to his website, info@willyjolly.com, and it's willyjolly.com. And he's got a free gift for you.
And, you know, Kathy, I wanted to just say a lot of times folks may not realize, but, you know, as a person who's also motivated and is able to listen to great people do great things and speak very well, sometimes I'm a listener also. So a lot of times I just like to listen and hear and really just kind of digest and take it in. And I mean, he said such powerful things and said so many things that people really just we take for granted. I mean, the things that he said were so really just so simple, but we complicate our lives by thinking that life is so complicated. And the truth of the matter is, it is life. And we complicate the living. We just have to be simpler in our way of doing things and in our way of thinking. The one gift that God has given us is the ability to live life with the abundance of what he's given us. We are the ones that complicate what he's given us. And to hear Willie say the things that he said, it was just, it made it seem so simple, even though I know it's a task and it's work. And as he said, you have to, you know, you have to be patient, but in that patience, you fight through it and work towards it and get it done. So, I mean, that persistence, patience, and having the attitude that you have, I mean, I was loving everything he had to say. So if anybody expected me to say a lot of things, in a case like that, I'm just like most listeners. I'm taking it in, I'm listening to it, and I want to hear exactly what he has to say because, you know, even though we do these kinds of things for a living. Absolutely. And the one thing he said that a lot of people don't really realize, there's always someone who has been where you want to be. There's always someone who is doing exactly what you wish to do. And when you meet those individuals and you have an opportunity to come across their greatness, then that reflection is something that you hope shines on you. And when it does hit you, you do exactly what most people do. You realize it and go, okay, I'm going to sit back here and I'm going to take this in. So that's what I was doing. I was sitting and taking it in and listening and understanding and taking notes and assessing and all of that. And I hope our listeners were doing the same thing, because you don't get that kind of offer from that kind of individual for him to say, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to do this. So, I mean, I encourage everyone that's listening and everyone that has an opportunity to go ahead and get the archive to make sure that they go to the website and let them know that you heard it on this show. But not only that you really want, you know, the gifts, because those are invaluable gifts. And I remember that story he told about the Think and Grow Rich story, about the guy who was, you know, digging for gold and had been successful, and then the vein ran out, and then, you know, just a few feet from there. I remember that story when I read the book, you know, Think and Grow Rich, and it just reminded me that so many times, so many people are, you know, they have to reach past the break, as in the biblical aspect, you know, you have to reach past that thing or through that thing or take one more step on the other side of the door. If you would have just opened the door, or if you would have just taken that next step, that opportunity may have been there, but you cut yourself off or you short-sighted yourself, and you deserve so much more than that. So I was just taking it all in.
Okay, and that's fantastic, Tony. And I tell you, one of the things I really would like to touch on for my listeners before we run out of time is that there's a phrase that I want to help my listeners with. Now, this has come up quite a bit in my coaching sessions as well as quite a few of my workshops that I've been conducting lately, and that's the word try. T-R-Y. Now, we both know how the word can't can affect your self-talk and your beliefs and your subconscious when you tell yourself, I can't. I just can't do that. I can't do it. I can't do it. The word try is almost as bad. It's not quite as bad as can't, but it's almost there, because when you use the word try, what you're actually doing, Tony, is you are giving yourself permission to fail. So that when it doesn't happen, you can come back and say, well, at least I tried. And I want my listeners to understand that making an attempt at your goal is fantastic, but you have to watch your self-talk. When you say, I'm going to try, that typically means I'm not going to do that. So I'm saying this to say your self-talk is very, very, very important. And if you have a goal and you are committed to that goal, you must tell yourself, I am, I have, I do, I will. Not I'll try, I intend to, I should, I want to. Those are all weak self-talk phrases. I'll try. I intend to. I should. I want to. I might. All of those are in the it's not going to happen category. So even if you know you're not there yet, you know you're not there yet, but you want to be, you're committed to being there, you've got to fake it. You've got to say, I am rich, I am successful, I am beautiful, I am whatever you want to be. I do have money, I do have time to do whatever I want to do, I do have success, I do have whatever. You understand what I'm saying, Tony? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and that's the one thing. I mean, we've had this conversation before. When you start allowing yourself, you're basically giving yourself the permission for success.
That's
and you're not getting
right.
in your own. You're not giving yourself excuses for an excuse to fail. You're giving yourself permission for success. You're giving yourself the opportunity to say exactly what it is you deserve. And I think that's the one thing that I know I continually try to reinvest and relearn, and I use the word try. I know, exactly, because. And the reason I said it is because that's what we have a tendency to do. The truth of the matter is what we have to do is give ourselves permission to be the best we can be and not give yourself the excuse of failure. And failure, I'm glad that when Willie was talking about, he didn't say he succeeded at everything that he did.
He gave us
stories about the failures that he went through. And the best thing about failure is it gives you an opportunity to understand what success is. I remember I was having a conversation with one of my colleagues at work who was going through some things. And I remember sharing with him, I said, you have to understand something. In the midst of what you face in your failures, don't you realize that if you didn't have failure, you wouldn't understand and enjoy what success looked like? If you didn't have bad, you wouldn't understand the importance of good, and vice versa. But the good thing about any of those situations that you go through, if you have failure, the best thing about it is it gets you ready for success. You don't have to stay in that place. You can recognize the things that affected it, grow those things, grow past those things, grow through those things, and use them as stepping stones to success. The only people that are bogged down with failure on a regular basis are those individuals who don't recognize that success is on the other side of failure. They just see failure as being the normalcy in their life, and that's not what it's there for. It's there as a lesson. It's there as a step. It's there as a tool. When you look at yourself and say, I failed this time, and that's really what it means. I failed at it this time. Next time, I'm going to be successful, or next time, I'm going to go further than I did last time. If you take one step further than you did the last time, you're going to get a lot closer than you did if you didn't go anywhere at all.
Yep. And I just want to tell this quick story because failure actually strengthens you. It strengthens you and it makes you appreciate your success. And this was actually in Willie Jolly's book, Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks. I don't know if this was a scientific project. I'm not sure where it was. I just know it was in his book. And it talked about some type of test where scientists took a group of frogs and they submerged them down into a lot of deep water. It was a big tank. It was about four frogs. And they put them down in the water, and they held them down there for, a good amount of time, just right before the air ran out and they couldn't breathe. And then they pulled them out. Okay? And then the next day, they did it again with those same frogs. And they did it with four new frogs. So it's a total of eight frogs now. So the same frogs from the previous day and four more new frogs who didn't know the process. And the four frogs that they had used the day before, they held all the frogs down until right before the air ran out, and this time they kept them down there a little bit longer. And the four frogs that hadn't been through the first test they all gave up and died. And those four frogs that had already been through it the day before, and they knew what was about to come, they held on. Even though they held them down there longer, they held on because they knew what had happened the day before they pulled them up. And they knew they were going to be pulled up, so they just held on, even though it was tougher, but they held on, and they lived. Now, for me, that story was amazing, only because that just shows that once you've been through the fire, and once you've been through obstacles and trials and tribulations or whatever you want to call them, that just prepares you for the next obstacle that's going to come. And it strengthens you, and it gives you the trust and the hope and the belief and the faith that you're going to pull through. Just hold on a little bit longer, even though they held those frogs down a little longer than they did the day before, but they held on because they knew help was on the way.
Well, absolutely. And I'll share this story with you, and it's not a new analogy. I've heard folks use this analogy in many instances, but I'll use my own personal experience. My mother, who's been gone for a while, my mother used to do pottery and do ceramics. And I remember, as she started the process, I remember her taking this, what's called greenware. And greenware is basically the raw material that has been formed, and it hasn't gone through anything. So you have to take the seams off, and you have to smooth it with water, and you have to make it, you know, ready to get it prepared. And then what you end up doing is you have to paint it, and you put the glaze on it. And all of that is done, and all it is a clay pot that you smoothed out, and you put glaze on it. And it's nothing except the work you put into it. It's after it goes to the fire. It's after it's been heated up. It's after it's gone through that process and all the work that you put into it, and it's gone through the fire, gone through the heat, and when you take it out, it becomes this magnificent piece and this brilliant piece of work. But had you not done and gone through the work to get it prepared, it never would have turned out the way it did after it's gone through the fire. So you have to put the work in. You have to go through all those kinds of things before it becomes brilliant. And people have to realize that. You've got to go through it to get to it. You've got to stand up on failure, because standing up on failure gives you an opportunity to see success.
That's right. That is absolutely, absolutely true. And it makes you appreciate your success so much better when you go through obstacles and you go through trials and tribulations and you come out on the other side. I don't know if any of you out there listening to me watch, it's a reality show, and I don't usually watch too many reality shows, but it's a singing competition. It's called Sunday Best. And the absolute best contestant on there is a young lady who had just lost her home right before she came to try out for the competition. She had just lost her home to foreclosure, and she didn't want to come, but her friends and family encouraged her, and I believe that experience strengthened her, and it put the passion and the feeling into her music to the point where she is absolutely awesome. So a lot of times, all of the times, your obstacles should be your stepping stones. And Tony, believe it or not, we are coming up on our last 60 seconds, and it has just been a fabulous show. Willie was a wonderful guest. You have given some great information, some great stories that you shared. Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate it. We want you guys to keep listening. Next week, we have a full month of June with fabulous guests. We have Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor coming up. We have Mr. Brian Tracy. We have Ayanla Van Zandt coming up. We have a great 2 months coming up for you with great guests who are going to be offering excellent tips to change your life. So unfortunately, we're going to be signing off for now. Thank you so much for joining us on the Living by Design show. I am Kathy Holloway-Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we're going to say goodnight, everyone. We will see you next week. God bless you.